Report: Democrat reps call for Biden to step aside, throw their support behind Kamala Harris. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 7, 2024. A group of Democrat congressmen reportedly called for President Joe Biden to step aside during a private phone call Sunday afternoon, throwing their support behind Vice President Kamala Harris. John Bresnahan, the co-founder of Punchbowl News, wrote in a post on X that reps Jerry Nadler, DNY, Mark DeCano, DCA, Don Baer, DBA, and Adam Smith, DWE, had stated that Biden should step aside as the presidential nominee for the Democrat Party during a private leadership call Sunday. Watch, radio host who interviewed Biden, the questions I asked were given to me by the White House. Most said Kamala Harris should be the nominee, Bresnahan added in his post. Bresnahan issued a correction in a separate post noting that a Baer aide said Baer is with Biden but would support Harris as a presidential nominee if Biden stepped aside. Jake Sherman, the founder of Punchbowl News, clarified in a post on X that during the phone call Baer had reportedly described Biden as being very fragile and having trouble putting two sentences together. He's clearly very, very fragile, Baer was reported as having said, according to Sherman. Fragile physically, although his handshake is very firm. Also really has trouble putting two sentences together. Sherman added that Baer had expressed that he believes Kamala is in a great position to win in November. I also believe Kamala is in a great position to win in November. Probably a much better position than Joe, Baer was reported as having said. My perfect world is Joe, in deciding after talking to leader Jeffries, Majority Leader Schumer, others, steps aside now. Let Kamala run as the incumbent, which I think makes her even stronger. With that, I'm a team player. I'll do whatever the team wants. In another post, Bresnahan reported that Representative Joe Morrell, DNY, was among the group of House Democrats calling for Biden to step aside. Added Rep. Joe Morrell to this list, Bresnahan wrote. Says Biden can't win. In the aftermath of the presidential debate on June 27, between Biden and former President Donald Trump, several Democrats, donors, and voters have brought up the idea of replacing Biden and have questioned whether Biden would be able to serve another term as president. Watch, CNN's Dr. Gupta, many doctors spoke to me, pretty unanimously think Biden needs more testing. While the president and his campaign have remained adamant that he is still running and is not dropping out, several Democrats such as Representative Raul Grijalva, Diaz, Representative Angie Craig, DMN, Representative Lloyd Doggett, DTX, have called for Biden to withdraw from the presidential race. Other Democrats such as Adam Frisch, a candidate in the 3rd Congressional District in Colorado, and former Obama administration Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro have also called for Biden to withdraw from the presidential race. In a post on X, Castro wrote that Biden was not the campaigner he was in 2020, and looks very likely to lose to Trump.